Barbara, what are you doing? April, why are you scratching? You know that's not ladylike. For some reason, the girls looked at me.
Oh, nothing, Mom. We just...
Maggie moved closer, squinted her eyes, and studied Barbara's hair. Then she gasped.
Fleas?
Then April started scratching her ear.
You too? What? Where?
For some reason, she looked in my direction. Why was everybody staring at me? I mean, anyone can catch fleas from a bunch of scroungy cats, but is that my fault? Mag turned back to Barbara.
And furthermore, young lady, you smell like dead fish. What on earth have you girls been doing?
Well, they started crying. I guess they'd never had fleas before and thought it was something horrible. I couldn't hear all that was being said over there, but I had a suspicion that my nieces were spilling the beans. And I had another suspicion that a storm was fixing to strike Uncle Hank. Maggie gave the kids a severe lecture and sent them to bed in the middle of the afternoon. Then she came over where I was, counting my change, you might say, and trying to look as innocent as possible. Listen, Maggie, let me explain. I just thought...
No, that's all right, Henry. I understand.
You do? She gave me a sweet smile, which sort of surprised me.
The children talked you into taking them on a little romp.
Well...
And you were too nice to say no.
Well, yes, but...
And you told them to stay out of the garbage and to leave the cats alone, but they didn't.
No, they didn't, Maggie.
And so they've come home stinking and covered with fleas, which is just what they deserve.
Well, Mag, I didn't want to. I mean, they're awful sweet kids.
But kids will be kids.
Right, they sure will. But I hope you're not
mad at you. Why, Henry, how could I be mad at you?
I see what you mean, Mag. You're right. How could you be mad at me? I had dodged another bullet. I kind of hated for the kids to catch all the blame, but what the heck, they were young, they could survive. Well, Mag asked if I was hungry yet, and I said yes, as a matter of fact, I was. She said that was great because she had a special meal for me.
And now that the children are out of the way, we can have a quiet meal and talk about old times.